From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Congratulations, by the way, to college football champs Alabama defeating Clemson 45-40. Later tonight, noted author Dr. John Gray joins us with his latest work, Conscious Men. And we taped today year number 9 of Ancient Aliens for the History Channel. We did the whole season today in one day, but what a great series that's going to be. Here's what's happening. A brutal New Year sell-off in oil markets deepened on Monday, with prices plunging as much as 7% to new 12-year lows as further erosions in the Chinese stock market threatened to knock crude as low as $20 a barrel. We haven't seen this in so long. And the sign of the times in St. Louis, Arch Coal Company, one of the U.S. largest coal producers, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as part of a reorganization plan aimed at trimming $4.5 billion in debt from its balance sheet. Investment advisor and publisher of the Solari Report, Catherine Austin Fitz, with us. Catherine, these energy companies of the old type of energy, they're getting slaughtered these days.
They absolutely are, George, and it's going to mean more bad news for the junk market. Let me tell you how bad things have been in coal. You had, in 2011, half of U.S. coal was provided by four companies. In 2015, one, which was Alpha, went bankrupt, and now the second, Arch, is now bankrupt. Their stock was down over 90% in 2015. Peabody Energy down 95%. So you're basically seeing the coal companies get absolutely slammed. And part of it is, you know, we've made a huge bet as a country on gas. Part of this is the success of fracking, and then, of course, the slowdown globally, which has brought down all the prices, and then regulation that is starting to favor renewables and other forms of energy, including the gas. So coal is really suffering, but it's important to remember coal provides a third of the country's energy and over 50% globally.
Well, this administration, though, Catherine, has really downplayed the use of coal, has it not?
Right, right. And part of that is, you know, gas is a clean energy, and so we look very good under the, you know, the targets in terms of, you know, environment by switching from coal to gas. But there's no doubt we've really engineered, with the help of all the new technology, a real switch into gas.
All right. Keep these reports coming, Catherine. Thank you. Catherine Austin Fitz. ISIS fighters who fled to the terror group's Iraqi stronghold of Mosul after being defeated in Ramadi were burned alive in the town square in an unmistakable message to fighters who may soon be defending the northern city from government forces. That's how they treat their soldiers. And jihadist group, of course, says it has targeted Shia Muslims in an attack on Baghdad's shopping center. Reportedly 18 people killed, 50 injured there. Dr. Jerome Corsi writes for WND.com, also author of Atomic Iran. This is a situation out there, Jerry, is getting tense all the time, is it not? Jerry, you with us? Nope, we've lost Jerry. Okay, maybe we'll try to get him back. David Bowie, the rock and roll icon who sustained a chart-topping career for 5 decades with hits including Fame, Heroes, Let's Dance, has died at the age of 69. The superstar singer was surrounded by his family when he died Sunday after an 18-month battle against cancer. Oh, he really put out some great music. The iconic Los Angeles mansion of Hugh Hefner, the founder of the Playboy Empire, is being put up for sale. Guess how much they want for it? $200 million. Unbelievable. As I was reporting earlier, ISIS burned some of its soldiers to death who ran away from a town of Ramadi. And just an incredible story. Let's check in now with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Jerry, that situation out there is unbelievable.
It is, George. Throughout the Middle East, I think there's beginning a real civil war between the Sunni and the Shiites. You see it, there's been attacks in Baghdad of even blockades where Sunni gunmen have been stopping cars and If someone has a Shiite name, they get shot. I mean, these are the kinds of massacres that are going on right now in areas around Baghdad. Iraq is a very split country. In the north and west, it's mostly Sunni, and the Sunnis are more like Saudi Arabia, and the Shiites, which are more like Iran, and this goes back centuries. Much of this is a political and also a religious divide within Islam, but you've got a, I think, a civil war breaking out in the Middle East that overlays the violence we see in within countries and between countries. And what I'm concerned about is it ultimately will become Iran versus Saudi Arabia, which is even a more intense conflict than Iran versus Israel. The division within Islam between Shiites and Sunnis is probably the most contentious divide in the Middle East.
You know, when this situation continues to really heat up, Jerry, it's going to affect us eventually. I mean, oil coming down to $20 a barrel, how long can it stay like that?
I think oil is going to go further down. Again, Georgia goes back to what we've talked about going for at least 10 years, that oil is plentiful. The peak oil theorists saying oil was going to go away because we've used it all are gone. I think oil is really an abiotic resource that's available. Just as coal is abundant, of course, you know, the current environmentalists do not want the use of carbon fuels, but yet carbon fuels are very available and very plentiful and very cheap right now, especially with the fracking and other things that we've said for years are going to increase supply. We're not running out of carbon fuels, but yet there's a concern about using them because of the environmental concerns, which, you know, again, may or may not be based upon reliable science. That's been debated and continues to be debated. But what you're seeing, George, in the Middle East right now is going to put more pressure on oil, put an upward pressure on oil.
Sure is.
Because you're going to have the tensions within the Middle East restricting supply and making it more difficult to get oil out of the Middle East. But right now, I think we're on the verge of a civil war breaking out throughout the Middle East of Shiites versus Sunnis, and it will be very ugly and very local violence with Shiites killing Sunnis and Sunnis killing Shiites in these massacres.
How do they even know who each other is, Jerry?
George, by last names and by how they identify themselves, what they say about the religion, I mean, it's a
crazy
ancient. It's an ancient fight. It goes back to, you know, the time of the Prophet Muhammad and his successor, whether or not the successor should have been in the family of the successor. Ultimately, an Ali, who was one of the family of Muhammad, that's what the Shiites believe, and the Sunnis want a caliphate that is more secular, like the Ottoman Empire. And they've been fighting about this for centuries, and it's also a political fight because you've got the Sunni who are in Saudi Arabia, which is a very different form of more secular Islam than the Shiites, who are much more fervently religious and much more dedicated in terms of their religious intensity, not secular at all. And that divides Islam worldwide, and it's very hard for people who are not familiar with Islam or don't see Islam from inside to understand how it's very much like Protestant Catholic or other divisions within religions. Very difficult to understand, but also potentially very violent.
You got that right, Jerry. You're going to watch this thing blow up. Listen to this story. A petite 19-year-old Virginia woman who lifted a large burning truck off her father, just lifted it up, said she was snapped into super mode to save his life. Charlotte Heffelmeyer turned into a real-life 5'6", 120-pound superhero when she rushed to her father's aid. Eric was working on a pickup truck in the garage. The jack slipped, pinning him under the vehicle. He was going to die. The mishap also caused a gasoline spill, which set the truck and the garage on fire. She heard the screams and somehow, with this incredible force, picked up the truck. Neil Slade is an expert on the brain. One of his books, Tickle Your Amygdala. Neil, what is it about the brain that creates the adrenaline to allow a 19-year-old girl to pick up a truck?
Well, it's our friend, the amygdala, actually, that does that. When one senses a threat or something like this girl witnessed, a life-threatening situation, the amygdala turns on the fight-or-flight response. And that can drastically change the way that your body works. In the case of increasing strength, it will tell the adrenal gland to dump cortisol and adrenaline into your bloodstream. Your blood pressure will surge, your heart races, you'll get more oxygen and energy to the muscles. There's a whole list of things that happens when this particular a part of the brain called the amygdala is clicked into action. And we can see, and we've heard many stories through the years of this kind of thing happening, and that's basically where it starts, the triggering of the fight or flight response by the amygdala.
They're just an amazing story. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know what's really interesting is that you can consciously cause many of these same kinds of things, drastic changes in the physiology of the body by consciously. Manipulating the brain and stimulating different parts of the amygdala. And we see this in where yogis, for example, can consciously control their heart rate, body temperature, and breathing. We see that in Himalayan monks who can dry sheets with their body temperature alone in freezing weather. We see that where pain can be very nearly totally eliminated by consciously concentrating on parts of the brain. So the brain is really just fantastic in the way that it can instantly and immediately modify types of reactions in the body that normally we don't feel we have under control.
Hey, thank you, Neil. One of the greatest stories I've heard in a long time. Well, this is the year of a nine. What does that mean? We're going to check in with the numbers lady next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Noy with you and Glynis McCants. She has been studying numerology since she was two. Glynis believes that knowledge is power. Noted author, Glynis has your number. Loved by the numbers. And Glynis, I guessed at two. You probably did, didn't you?
How about three? That'd be even better. But thank you for that.
I could just see you as a little girl doing numerology for people.
It would have been nice to have known that as a little girl, but I didn't start learning until I was 19. That's when I picked up a book on the science of numbers.
So I get an email from someone that says, hey, I'm brand new to the show. Tell me about this Glynis McCants and tell me about numerology. So I emailed them back and said, I'm not going to, but she will.
Thank you.
So go for it.
Okay. Numerology itself, it is a science of numbers, and it's 2,500 years old. Pythagoras is the system that I use. It's called the Pythagorean number system. Most people know that name through mathematics, geometry. And how it works is everything in this universe has vibrations. So he did this thing about traits. If one is the beginning in numerology, nine is the number of completion. So you could say that the one energy is about self, and the number nine is about selflessness. So what I did was study this, and I found that when you do numerology chart comparisons on people, you're able to know where you get along and where you don't. It's really powerful for giving you insights about people in your life.
So if I added up the two, the one, and the six, we're in a year of nine now, right?
That is correct. Yes, if you broke that down and added straight across, we have entered the cycle of nine. Now, I have to tell you, I'm very excited about this cycle. And the reason is we just went through some tough times. I mean, not that we're out of the woods yet. Obviously, this month has been tough, right?
It just already started, too, and you're right.
Yeah, it's not like, let's face it, New Year's Day, what was that, on a Friday, and everything continued. But here's what's shifting. Last year, we were in a cycle of eight, and when you and I talked in January, I told you that vibration was in your face. It was all about the truth, and it really wasn't about compromise. It was also about politics and the concern I have, the money. You know, we talk about eight, but remember, it's got the yin and the yang, right? There's the positive and negative side to the energy. And what I thought was powerful last year, You had Donald Trump, who promotes capitalism, mm-hmm. and you had Bernie Sanders, who promotes socialism. But note that it was both sides of the coin, literally, that we were looking at. And remember, they're the ones packing in everybody. People were glued to what they had to say. And I believe the number eight played a role in that. But now we've shifted into a new cycle. So it's not the same. Nine is when you actually stop being so selfish and have to find ways to help each other. And I think it's time we do this, don't you, George?
Oh, I think we're overdue for this, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this has been incredibly shocking to say that if you don't agree with me, if you're not with me, you're against me. We cannot operate that way. And I was listening to some of the news that you covered regarding ISIS. This is a big deal. You know, ISIS isn't after just one part of the world. ISIS has declared basically war on all of us, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We had examples. We had the Russian airliner explode. We had the attacks in Paris. We ended up having an attack here in San Bernardino,
mm-hmm.
California.
Sure did.
So the good news is, this is the year that the world leaders have to come together and say, we have to fight this together. It's not my problem, and then you don't have to worry about it. It's all of us. So I'm looking forward to that.
If they can do that.
They can. They absolutely can. What's gone wrong is the unwillingness, like people saying, it's not my problem. ISIS has declared itself. ISIS is everybody's problem. We can't ignore it, can we?
Not at all. So when you look at 2016 and
yes.
come up with a 9, how does that 9 compare to other years? Is it a strong year?
Well, here's what it is. It actually means wrapping things up, bringing things to completion. So actually, I don't see it as an accident that we have an election, don't we, in this cycle. Aren't you exhausted from this politics?
No, not yet. I'm just gearing up, Glenis.
Okay, let's put it this way. Are you tired of there being so many candidates?
Yeah, but you know that's going to fall off pretty soon. You know, as soon as we get into these primaries, they're going to fall like, you know.
That's true. But for me, doing the numbers and researching all the energy, to me, I just wish some of them who know that they're not going to win could just step aside to let us really get to the meat of this. This is such a serious time in our world, and we need someone to lead us. And right now, it feels a little upside down still. And that's why I say that the residue from the year before, we're still feeling it. And that's why this month has been difficult.
I still think both conventions, Democrats and Republicans, we may have brokered conventions where they don't know who the nominee is going to be until all the delegates get in there and vote. I'm not sure somebody's going to have enough in the primaries. We'll find out soon enough.
That's right. And by the way, I'm really looking forward to some actual voting, like when this caucusing happens and we see it, instead of just hearing what everyone has to say, I want to see people get in there and vote.
Yep. Let us see it. Indeed.
It's going to make a big difference. And going back to the difference, last year when I said the year of eight was in-your-face truth, look at all the people that got busted. You had Gerald Fogle. The guy from Subway, no one dreamed that was going to happen.
No.
And the fact is, he wound up in jail in the same year. You know how usually things are drawn out? The cycle of eight, it wasn't. The Bill Cosby stuff we had to deal with. And, you know, look where he is now, like what we used to think and what we know today. You got a lot of, it's almost like if you had rose-colored glasses on, George, they were ripped off your face.
It was an interesting year, Glenn.
Yeah, it was. And also, the other thing I've noticed, and this is for everybody listening, if you were in a relationship last year, and maybe it was long-term, and you broke up, you may want to reconsider that. See,
why?
Because the cycle of eight did not encourage compromise. I told you, it was in your face. And when you're in a relationship, you've got to find ways to compromise. It wasn't happening last year. So I think some of the breakups, don't be surprised if people get back together.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll take calls next hour with people and see how their lives are doing. We're also going to go through the presidential candidates and get Glenis's take by the numbers on just how they're doing. And we'll talk about some other interesting things. Glenis, your books, by the way, Love by the Numbers, Glenis Has Your Number, still available?
Yes. Oh, gosh. Both books do very well because they're timeless.
I was just going
to
say that.
To your life at any time. A lot of people who don't know about numerology, there are other books out there that they may say, okay, this feels complicated because there's so many different ways to do it. But in the way I've laid it out, you can pick up that book and start reading yourself and the people in your life. And that was deliberate. I wanted you to be able to apply it to your life right away.
More on 2016 when we come right back. Well, welcome back to Coast, the numbers lady with us, Glynis McCants. Glynis, give us some highlights for 2016.
Well, some of the highlights. One, if this is for everybody when it comes to relationships, it's a year to look at your relationships and say, do I want to stay? Are you not happy?
You just said make up.
No, there's two things. It's not make. Those are people who broke up last year. Remember I said that was a mistake?
Right, right.
Well, here's what happens.
So you're saying dump them in 2016.
But if you did, you wouldn't regret it. That's number one. But here's number two. It's also a time to get married. Like, you literally could say, I've been dating this person forever. It's time to make a commitment. It's time to do it differently. So that's what I mean. You're assessing your relationships in this cycle, but when you make a decision, you're not going to regret it. Last year, I do believe a lot of people regretted breaking up.
Ah, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah, that's the difference. The other thing is work, your career. You know, if there's people out there in a regular job and they're not even happy, this is a year to say, okay, what can I do to, you know, do the groundwork to start my own company? And then if anyone launches in the cycle, remember I said it's a cycle to complete things, like to bring it to an end.
Mm-hmm.
If you launch something, you must be patient. Don't panic. Don't think, oh my gosh, it's not going to work out, and give up. Don't do that. Make a, you know, write everything down, plan your strategy for each day, because it will get better. It's just not the most ideal year to launch something new because we're coming to an end. But George, here's the key. It's about personal year cycle, because I want to use you as an example, because remember, January 1st, each year we go into a new personal year cycle. And how you get that, you were born June 4th, correct?
Yep.
So that's 6-4.
1802.
6 plus 4 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. You add that number to the world number, and that tells you what personal year cycle you're in. Well, 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So here's what's so exciting about this year. Everybody who writes down their birthday right now, just write down the month and day and reduce it to one digit. Whatever that digit is, that is their personal year cycle. And that's not the norm. That's because we're in a cycle of 9. So it's like saying this year there's a light being shined on you, George. Cycle of 1 means it's time, you know, like in the driver's seat. What are you trying to achieve? What are your goals? You must feel very motivated this year.
I'm always motivated. But yeah, you're right.
How do you feel this year? Like, do you feel excited?
I feel like I'm already running out of time.
Okay. Oh, that's so perfect. Because when I talk about the one energy, they always think they're out of time.
Really?
It's because one is the beginning. 9 is the end.
Now, next year is a 1 year, right?
True. But that's for the world. You know, that's not you personally.
That's
next
not
year, you'll go into a cycle of 2. So each time, when you talk about numerology, it's a big onion, and it's got layers in it. So the closer layer is your personal year cycle, and outer layer is the world number cycle.
You are particularly excited about this year. How come?
Because of what I just said. When I talk about a numerology blueprint, there are 3 numbers in your name. There are 3 numbers in the birthday. Those 6 numbers are exactly who you are. One of those numbers has a light on it this year, and it's that personal year number. It's the attitude, by the way. Month and day is your attitude number. So when you have a number that's intensified, it's a big deal. And it just depends on what the number is. So I'm going to say basic definition. I said that you're a 1, which is, okay, now you're taking control. What's it going to take to be number 1 at what I do? So what projects do you have launching this year? What's happening?
It's confidential. I can't tell
you. Well, let me put
we it are in. Working on some major programs here.
Okay, so listen to this. When that happens in a 1 cycle, it means you're not going to just do a project. You want to be the best at it.
But you remember that game we played when we were kids and we hid something and you had to go look for it, and every time you walked around the room, we'd say cold, cold,
yes.
Warm,
yes.
Warm. I'd say you're getting very, very warm.
Yes. Okay, so the good news is, when you're in a cycle of 1, it actually helps you say, we're not just going to do this. We want it to be the best. We want it to be number 1. So it's a really great cycle to be in. I'll give you a famous example. Tom Brady last year, when he won that Super Bowl, he was in a personal year of 1, but so was his coach. And that's why I thought they'd win the Super Bowl, and of course they did.
But
it was their cycle. So you just think of it that way. You're in that cycle to win your Super Bowl. your personal Super Bowl.
Is it like your moment to shine?
Yes, yes, and that you have a lot of energy. You know, you're ready for it. You're geared up. It's chomping at the bit. It's like, I want to do it now. Let's go for it.
What determines a bad number?
Well, remember, there's a positive and negative side to each number. But I'm going to talk about first the positive, because people, of course, want to know what the heck's going to happen for them.
Sure.
And here's the good news. I am going to do an online numerology workshop about personal year cycles this month. So they check it out at numberstudy.com. I'm doing it so they remember the meat of what I'm teaching them.
Is it like a webinar or just
chatting?
Well,
they can call in. They can Skype in. It's definitely online.
Will they see you?
No.
Okay.
I'll give them a photo.
Yeah, put a photo of Glynis up.
Yes, but it's a two-hour workshop.
And by the way, tell me, you are one child of how many?
A family of 11 brothers and sisters.
11.
And a family of 13.
You talk about your mother and father had the numbers.
They really did. And I'm number 9 out of 11, so Mom had to keep going to get me.
I like it. That's pretty
so
good.
Grateful.
They got a baseball team with you.
Yeah, they really do. But going to the next cycle, if you were in a cycle of two, and again, people, take your month and day, reduce it to one digit. So if you get to like number 20, 2 plus 0 is 2. Just get it to one digit. 2 means your intuition's very strong. So that, let's say someone's gifted, maybe psychically talented, well, they're even more tuned in than usual this year. So that's good news for them. But it also means trust your instinct. It's not going to fail you. If you're in a cycle of 3, it's about communication. Express yourself. If you're someone who's normally quiet, not that year. You've got to speak up. By the way, Barack Obama is in a personal year of 3. Don't you hear, listen to him talk about gun control. Did you see him cry in that meeting?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, but my point is, see how he just needs to say what he's feeling. You've never seen him, by the way, cry in a press conference.
No, I haven't.
You know, that's unheard of, actually, for him. I mean, we've watched this man for many years. But to him, that was one of the things he needed to drive home. He wanted people to hear it, whether you agree or not. And believe me, I know plenty who don't. But the tears to me was, oh, wow, this guy really wants us to hear him. And that's the cycle of 3. So it's about expressing yourself. The cycle of 4, it's about learning something new. Like if there's something you don't know, better pick up that book and get on with it. If it's a cycle of 5, I say travel. Get out of your regular environment. Go out and explore the world, because you're going to have a breakthrough when you go somewhere else.
Now, let's analyze the candidates.
Okay.
Let's start with the Democrats, the two major front runners, of course.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And Bernie Sanders.
Yes. Okay. So I have been really studying some patterns of all the presidents, like all the presidents we've had so far, because I want to see the patterns that help us understand who has won in the past, and what personal year cycle were they in when they won? Doesn't that sound about right?
Yes, sure does.
Yeah. So I was looking. First, you got Bernie. Bernie's a 5 life path. He's in a personal year of 8. And when I look at those, how many presidents were in a year of 8 when they had great results? 7 of them have. And mind you, some of these personal year cycles, there's only like 3.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. And that's why Bernie, he's still, like, isn't he doing very well?
Oh, yeah, they're almost nip and tuck here.
Yeah?
I mean, they are right there. I mean,
but that's because he's got that 8, and, you know, I told you, 8 is the politician number, but it's the one that tells you what they think. He doesn't edit. Bernie tells you what's up. Hillary is always choosing her words, trying to find the right way to say it. Bernie doesn't. He's unedited.
I think a lot of Bernie's support, though, is coming from anti-Hillary
of course.
People.
Of course. Now, I have to say, in looking at Hillary's chart, if I just, you know, pull myself away from, you know, being an American, living in the United States, knowing politics, and just step back and go, let's look at the numbers. Hillary, the numbers 3, 6, 9, those numbers are in alignment with one another, meaning they are naturally matched. She is a 3 life path. She has a 6 destiny number, and she is in a personal year of 9, which tells me this year is strong for her as a candidate.
This could be it. Now, I didn't ask you to do Joe Biden, who has not announced, but he's thinking it again.
Yeah.
And
I don't,
what happens?
Yeah, I don't have his numbers in front of me because he really isn't running right now.
So can you pick between Hillary and Bernie right now?
I can honestly tell you, This is the concern I have. Remember, we're dealing with some scandals for her, like the emails that keep coming out.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to, and more things are going to pop out.
Right. So it would be a fool's move on my part to say if something else comes up, that could hurt her, right? But if I just looked on paper, it looks real good because of the 369. It's too lined up. You know who had it all lined up for him? Barack Obama. When Barack won as a candidate back then and Hillary was, you know, racing against him, he looked better on paper. This time she looks better on paper.
Huh.
That's what I look
at. But still too early.
Yeah, but how about Donald Trump?
Well, let's use him for the last one.
Okay.
Let's start with Carly Fiorina.
Okay. So in Carly's case, Carly is a 7 life path, and she's in a 6 personal year. When you see 7 and 6, it means confused and not sure. It's shaky ground. Like, I don't think this is going to be easy. And no, I don't believe she would be the candidate. But it really is the 7-6 that is messing with her this year. And I think last year, you know, she shined pretty brightly because she was in a cycle of 5, and 5 was in alignment with her life path number.
So if anybody stands out as a VP candidate, tell us.
You know who I always think stands out is Marco Rubio. I stand by that. Remember, I told
as
you
as a VP candidate.
Say it again.
As a VP candidate or as a president?
No, I'm VP candidate, and I mean, look, again, it is way too early for me to say who's going to win and who will be in that position. I already told you my preference. Once we know who they are, mm-hmm. I like to look at them with their partner, you know, the
sure.
one they're running with, and then when I run those numbers, it's like picking the Super Bowl or
see,
anything else.
If I were a candidate, a presidential candidate, I would quietly call you as our friend and say, Glennis, here are about 4 candidates. Run their numbers for me. And then I'd have you pick them.
Yeah.
And then you'd say, George, you're going to win with this person, but you're not going to win with this person.
Exactly. And remember, when the numbers align themselves, here's the thing. Marco Rubio and Chris Christie are both 6 life paths, and they're in personal years of 6. That means these men will stand out. While this race happens, they're both going to be standouts for that reason. Okay? And then I looked. The life path number 6, we've had 7 presidents that were 6 life paths. So, again, that's a strong number.
All right, Ben Carson kind of waned a little bit.
Yeah, Ben Carson. I pulled his numbers. Here he is. He is a 7 life path. Remember, just like you, look, a 7 will speak up when they feel like it, but they're not going to try to impress you. He's never done that. But his destiny number is also a 7. And let's see what his personal... Oh, yeah, he's in a personal cycle of 9. 9 is not in alignment with the 7, so I don't see him, like, suddenly getting it back. I don't see him getting that momentum back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gone.
But who knows what can happen for Ben Carson. You know, he has tremendous support. Like, people seem to give a lot of money to him, more than anybody else.
Oh, I know. He's done well in fundraising, that's for sure. How about Jeb, don't forget me, Bush?
And I call him Jeb, I forgot you, Bush. You know, a couple of years ago, that's when you first started talking to me, and you go, hey, you know, Glennis, what do you think about Bush versus Clinton? Do you see that happening? And I told you no. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, well, I still don't see it. So Jeb Bush, and in my opinion, I mean, I look at his numerology, he is a decent man. You can see it. He's a 4 life path. They're about having honesty, integrity. He's born on a 2-day. This is why I think he was a good governor. But what he isn't, he's not a showman.
A lot of personal pressure there, too, because of his father and his brother.
Well, also, you know, I think he's shown a side of his personality he's not even comfortable with. Like when he tries to do the commercials against Trump, that he never dreamed that's what he was going to do.
No.
You know, he was going to prove to us that he was a worthy candidate to be president. But because he got knocked off kilter, the whole thing, this has messed it up for him. I do feel, I'd be amazed, George, if he suddenly turned this back into being a front runner.
Well, the only way, in my opinion, he could become a front runner is a brokered convention, and they can't pick anybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to rule him out yet because something strange could happen.
No, and you know what? After what we went through last year in the cycle of 8, I agree with you. I mean, you just have to see how this plays out once the voters really start voting.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is a 6 life path, and this is like the Carly thing. You know, he's in a personal year of 7. 6-7 means it doesn't go as smoothly as you hope it to. like, of course, he's doing well, isn't it, Iowa?
Yeah, he's holding on. He's holding on strong.
Yeah, he is, but he is also someone who has been very outspoken. He's about the truth, and there are many people, even that are Republican, that are not necessarily in support of him, and that makes it trickier. But this is the times we live in, right? People are angry. You know, anger is playing a huge role in all of this, by the way.
People are frustrated.
Yeah, they really are. But and there was a good example for you, Angela Merkel. Do you know that she also has the 6-7, just like Ted and just like Carly?
Huh.
Look what happened. This woman opened herself up to say, let's let these refugees come in. And then New Year's Eve happened, and evidently they were attacking the women. I know you know the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, the point is, what they said is, Angela invited us here. That was their response. So now she's up against it.
Oh, yeah. She's under fire.
She's under fire. So do you see what I mean? I'm talking about the 6 and the 7, and I'm telling you that Ted has it, and so does Carly. So I'm just making a note of that when I look at the numbers.
Marco Rubio. You talked about him briefly. Go ahead.
Okay. Marco Rubio, what I think, because he's ultimately a 6 life path, he's got the 6 attitude. That is a number that ultimately wants to lead. Do I think he'd be the guy this time around? I don't know. I don't know because he's got a 5 destiny number, and that means late bloomer. And isn't he young?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so that means it could happen later. I just always felt.
Oh yeah, he's got a lot of mileage to go.
Yes, he does. And what I mean is, like the VP, who's to say which candidate will pick him? But he's useful. This is a guy that should be in the cabinet or something. This is a powerful man, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does this year.
Chris Christie, can you give up on him?
Well, this will crack you up. He's born on a 6-day, 6 life path, 6 attitude. So my punchline, 666, devil or angel, he decides. You've seen him be both.
Mm-hmm.
He's very outspoken. And he is a good leader, but he's also, some people say that if Donald Trump didn't exist at all, Chris Christie would be the front runner. I agree with that.
I think he'd be nip and tuck with Jeb Bush.
Yeah, he'd be very strong because he is also outspoken and in your face.
But the Donald is there.
Yes, and for a reason.
We will talk about him at the top of the hour when we come back. Glynis McCants, our special guest tonight. We're going to take your phone calls, too. Noted author, Glynis has your number, Love by the Numbers. She's got an order number, too. You don't have to worry just about Amazon. You can call it 877-686-2373. That's 877-686-2373. Her website, numberslady.com. numberslady.com. It's that simple. We'll be back in a moment. Let your fingers do the walking and make that phone call. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and you can always email me at george@coasttocoastam.com. george@coasttocoastam.com. We shall be right back with another hour to go with the Numbers Lady, Glynis McCants.